A short reading from Genesis 22, and then another short reading from Genesis 24. So Genesis chapter 22, and we will begin to read at verse 1. This is the first mention in this passage of love in God's word. And then in Genesis 24, you have the second mention of love in the Bible. But first of all, Genesis 22, it is page 21 in your pew Bible, and the first verse of Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. That word tempt just means tested. God tested Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. There you have the first reference in Scripture to love. Isaac, whom thou lovest. And get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering, upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place there afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And you have there, of course, a wonderful picture of Christ carrying his cross to Calvary. The wood was laid upon Isaac. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Now over to chapter 24, please. Genesis 24, and let's go down to the end of the chapter. We're going to read from verse 58, please. Genesis 24, verse 58. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, her bridesmaids, we would say, isn't that the term we would give them? And they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well Lahai Roi, for he dwelt in the south country, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. There's the second reference to love in God's word. He loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Amen. We know God will bless these readings from his own infallible word. I want us today to speak about the subject of love. Yeah, you heard me right. And I know that on Tuesday you're going to be going all soppy and your knees will be going weak. And you might even go out to the florist and get some roses. I have a voucher. I got a voucher the other day, £5 off a bunch of roses. So you never know. Who knows? Probably I've dug a hole for myself now, I suppose. No getting out of it now. But let's think about the subject of love. And as we've already said today, we have been reading the first references to love in the Bible. If you turn back there, please, to Genesis chapter 22. The very first reference to love. Genesis 22 and verse 2. And he said, that's God speaking to Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. So God, the Father, knew that Abraham loved his son Isaac. But of course, there's a lovely picture again of a greater love, the love of God the Father for God the Son. God's only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus. What a tremendous love there is between Father and Son. And then the second reference to love, Genesis 24 and verse 67. Rebecca arrives here, she meets Isaac, and in verse 67 of Genesis 24, and Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her. We have here in this chapter, Genesis 24, a beautiful picture of marital love. It's a beautiful narrative, actually. It's true, of course. This is not fairy stories or myth or legend. This is fact. This is history that's being recorded in this chapter. How that Abraham sends his servant to a far country to get a bride, to find a wife for his son Isaac. And the servant, he goes and he is successful. And he brings Rebecca, leads Rebecca back home to meet Isaac. And so what a beautiful picture of love here we have. What a beautiful description of a loving relationship that we have here between the young couple, Isaac and Rebecca. But we need to see the Trinity as well here before we go on to talk about about love and how the Isaac and Rebecca came to love each other. There's the Trinity here, a picture of the Holy Trinity. Because in the house there at Hebron, and that's where Abraham lived at this point. In the home at Hebron, there were three people. And one of them wasn't Sarah. Sarah wasn't one of them, because in chapter 23, you read of the death of Sarah. So Sarah is no longer alive. But in the home, you have Abraham, Isaac, and the servant. The father, the son, and the servant. A very, very clear, unmistakable picture of the divine Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you know, that servant is nameless. In Genesis 24, you do not read the servant's name. And I believe that's significant. And it points us to the fact that this servant is a picture, he's a symbol, if you like, of the Holy Spirit. And so as we speak about love today, I also want to speak about the Holy Spirit. And we're going to focus on the Holy Spirit and the work of the Spirit and the mission of the Spirit. Because friends, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, none of us would be saved. None of us would be children of God. It was the Holy Spirit who brought us to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we put our faith in him. And the Holy Spirit is so important in the church today. Take the Holy Spirit out of the Church of Jesus Christ today, and it's just an empty shell. Nothing will be achieved. how precious he is. Now, I want you to think first of all here about the servant leaving the house. The servant leaving Abraham's house. When did he leave? That's the question. He left whenever Isaac was back in the house. He left whenever the only son had arrived back in the house, back in the father's house. Do you not think that's a wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus, God's only son, who, after he had died on the cross and risen again from the dead, went back to his father's house in heaven, ascended back to heaven? And when did the Holy Spirit come into the world? After he had arrived back in heaven. After Jesus, the Son of God, had arrived and ascended back into the Father's house. Then we read in Acts chapter 2, therefore being by the right hand of God exalted and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. When did the servant leave Abraham's house to look for a bride who would love Isaac? He left whenever Isaac the son was back in the house. You see, remember what we read in chapter 22? Abraham took Isaac to Mount Moriah to sacrifice him. Picture of our Savior dying on the cross. But of course we know that Isaac was spared, that the ram was the substitute. But for the Lord Jesus Christ, there was no substitute because he is the only substitute for sinners. And he died, but then he came back to life again, and he has returned to the Father's house. Isaac is a wonderful picture of Christ. And whenever Isaac comes back to the house, back to the Father's house, then Abraham gives the command, servant, go look for a bride. And it's the same with regard to our precious Redeemer. When he arrived back at the Heavenly Father's house, then the Spirit was sent into the world. Look for a bride for Christ. Go and seek out, search out the Lamb's wife. The servant, of course, was sent to a faraway country. He left Hebron. He travelled to a place called Haran. You know how many miles it was? 500. Would you like to walk 500 miles? Take you a long time. The estimation here is that it would have taken this servant probably about a month to make the journey from Hebron to Haran. It was a faraway country, a faraway region that he went to. You know, the Holy Spirit was sent to a faraway region, a faraway place, to seek out a bride for Christ. On the day of Pentecost, he was poured out on the church, those believers in Jerusalem, the disciples. A faraway country he went to. He left heaven's glory, and he came into this world. The Holy Spirit came here to seek a bride for the son. So there's the servant leaving the father's house. But you notice that not only is there the leaving, you have the looking. The servant leaves the house and begins to look. Now he's looking for a bride. He's getting down to the work that his master Abraham has entrusted him to do. Dear friends, please remember what the servant did. I want you really to grasp here what this servant does when he leaves Abraham's house and goes to Haran. First of all, let me say that he praised the son. When he got there, when he reached Rebekah's family, he began to praise the son. Verse 36 of Genesis 24. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. Can't you just hear the servant now in the house of Rebekah's father? And he's praising the son. He's praising Isaac. He speaks about the birth of Isaac. It was a miraculous birth. Friends, does the Holy Spirit not speak about a miraculous birth today? Is it not true that he speaks about the virgin birth of Christ? And he comes with the message through the preacher of the virgin born Savior, a miraculous birth born without the stain of original sin. Isaac had a miraculous birth, but he was not born without sin. Oh, but Jesus was. We preach the virgin birth of Christ. We preach the sinless conception of Christ. And so you have the servant here. He's magnifying the Son, speaking about his marvelous birth. And then he speaks about his wealth. Oh, the wealth of Isaac. Did you notice what he said? Unto him hath he given all that he hath. The Father has given all that he has to the Son. All the Father's wealth has been given to the Son. All Abraham's wealth has been given to Isaac. Oh, the wealth of the Son. Does the Bible not speak about the unsearchable riches of Christ? The riches of his grace, the riches of his glory. My, how rich the Lord Jesus is. You say today, well, I have great need. If only, Pastor, you knew the need in my heart and in my life. I want to tell you today, Jesus has a far greater supply than your need could ever be. His supply will always outstrip your need. His supply is limitless. Oh, the servant praised the Son. But you notice that he was not only engaged in praising, but he was also engaged in praying. The servant of Abraham prayed. I want you to notice that. And if you go back to verse 12. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. And verse 13, 14, it continues. He's praying to the Lord. My, is that not a lovely picture of the Holy Spirit who prays for us? Do we not read in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Are you going through a difficult time? Are you in the heat of the furnace today? The Holy Spirit is praying for you. You know how it is sometimes people, and you know, sincerely, genuinely, they say, I will pray for you. Maybe someone walks up and says they're going to pray for you. I've done it. Promised to pray for people, but what happens? We forget, don't we? The Holy Spirit will never forget to pray for a child of God. Yes, the servant prayed. The servant leaving, the servant looking. Finally, let me say, the servant was leading. Abraham's servant, when he arrived at Rebekah's home and she had agreed to leave her home and to go and to become Isaac's bride, the servant began to lead her. And he led her all the way to the Father's house. Again, we have here a beautiful picture of the Holy Spirit. The one who leads us from the moment we are born again until the moment that we breathe our last breath and enter into the joy of the Lord. He is the one who leads us. Romans 8 and verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Galatians 5 verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. The Holy Spirit leads people to the bridegroom. Is he leading you today? Have you ever received Jesus as your Savior? Have you ever heard that question coming to you? Wilt thou go with this man? Some old wise owl cracked and he said, Rebecca wilted. And she heard that. Wilt thou go with this man? She wilted and she said, I will go. She agreed to go. Tell me this. Have you ever agreed to go with Jesus? To become one of his children? To follow him? Well, the Holy Spirit is coming to you today, speaking to you, inviting you to follow the stranger of Galilee. And if you will agree, then he promises to lead you all through life's journey. Just like in the Old Testament, the Lord led his people with that fire by night and cloud by day. Even a little child among the Israelites could look up to the sky and see the fire and see the cloud. The Holy Spirit can even lead little children. And he leads us along life's way. He doesn't drag us. I want you to get that as well as we finish. The Holy Spirit does not drag the children of God along the narrow way. No, he lovingly leads us. Until finally, the journey is over. And the journey was over for Rebecca. Verse 64. And Rebecca lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Oh, the soul-thrilling rapture, when I view his blessed face, and the lustre of his kindly beaming eye, how my full heart will praise him for the mercy, love, and grace that prepare for me a mansion in the sky.